With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The National Corn Growers Association reacted positively to a Treasury Department proposal for a tax credit designed to help the biofuel industry sell into the aviation sector. This proposal is a step in the right direction and will allow corn growers to transition into and supply the aviation sector, said NCGA President Jed Bauer. Being able to get the fuel into commercial planes with fuel derived from corn would be important to the long-term economic viability of farming. While the credit has been available since January of 2025, producers and farmers have struggled to capitalize on it with only minimal guidance. The agency responded to many taxpayer concerns and resolved some uncertainties from the guidance issued a year ago. Kirk Kovarik, VP of Federal Affairs for the Clean Fuels Alliance, said, "We anticipate this proposal will provide additional market certainty for biodiesel and renewable diesel producers." The USDA is expanding financing options under the Export Credit Guarantee Program to help expand American agricultural exports. Under the new policy, the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service will offer an 18-month repayment option that allows buyers to pay the full loan amount at the end of the term instead of in installments. The new option will initially be available in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, all regions with strong potential for American export growth, and is expected to make U.S. financing more competitive and increase use of that program. The program provides credit guarantees to U.S. banks and, in some cases, to U.S. exporters to help finance foreign purchases of American food and agricultural products by approved foreign banks. While the program allows repayment terms of up to 18 months, this is the first time that borrowers will be able to repay the full amount in a single payment at the end of the 18-month term. Groups representing fuel retailers across America expressed serious concerns with the Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit. The associations say that 45Z is a giant step backward for American biofuel policy. NATSO, representing truck stops and travel plazas, Sigma, America's leading fuel marketers, and the National Association of Convenience Stores are urging Congress and the administration to support simpler biofuel policies that would quickly reinvigorate biodiesel consumption and higher ethanol blends while enhancing the economy and energy market security. The transportation away from the biodiesel tax credit to the 45Z production credit instituted a catastrophic decline in biofuels consumption that hurts the economy. That coming from NACS Deputy General Counsel Matt Durand. Congress can fix it by bringing back the biodiesel tax credit, which is a proven track record of delivering lower prices to consumers while benefiting farmers and biofuel producers. While Sunday's big game will be the main focus for millions of people, what they eat during the game will be a close second. The NFL championship represents the second highest day of food consumption, trailing only Thanksgiving. As fans gather around their TVs on Sunday, it's worth remembering that every bite reflects far more than what's on the plate. That coming from a market intel report from the American Farm Bureau. Farmers grow corn for tortilla chips, potatoes for potato chips, and poultry for chicken wings. Dairy farmers help provide ingredients for pizza, queso dip, and charcuterie boards. Farmers are proud to grow the food America's families enjoy during their watch parties, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall. There will only be one winner on Sunday, but everyone wins when we protect America's food supply chain and ensure that farmers can stay in business until markets improve. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.